Sovete discipulin, sovete omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's. I'm going to etymologize and do some more etymology today. And I hope you want to stick with me and learn a little bit more because we're going to dive into the Greek word thesis, and maybe we will also dive into a couple others if I do very well feel like I get through thesis pretty quickly. And I might do kinesis after, which, because they rhyme, but more so. We'll see. That being said, though, would really appreciate love and support wherever you can. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Cast. You can throw down any sort of storage. Non-monetarily speaking, that's a great way to support me. You don't have to monetarily support me. If you do want to and you feel generous and want to throw some patronage my way, Ko-fi, a little tip. You don't have to subscribe to anything like that. You don't have to subscribe to a Patreon. It's just a one and done deal. Consider it. And with that being said, let's get on into it. Okay, so diving into thesis in Greek means put, place, or position. So what is a thesis really, right? It's a placement, a putting, a position. It's a position that you take that you have to basically, you dive into and you support. And hopefully you support it well, because by the end of your essay, hopefully you've well vetted your thesis to where you can conclusively say that whatever your thesis was supporting ends up being supported by all the evidence that you provide in the body of your essay. Right? It's a position taken in an argument, really, supported by a set of reasons thereafter. This is actually also where we get the word theme, which is an essay or a composition on a certain subject with a statement and supporting reasons. So if you didn't know, now you know. This is also where we get parentheses. Para means beside or alongside, like parallel lines. Allos means other. Para means beside the other line. Parallel lines are lines that are right alongside one another, and they will never intersect. They will never touch. They will always be parallel, reaching on into infinity. Therefore, parentheses, etymologically speaking, is a statement beside or inside a main sentence. So that's what a parenthesis refers to. It's basically an independent statement or an independent clause aside from whatever was thetically put there. This is where we get, like I talked about before, when talking about sin, sim, or sil, synthetic. What is something that is synthetic? Well, it's, what is sin again? Come on. You remember. Means together and or with. Remember, synthetic refers to elements put together to make a material like a natural one. Synthetic rubber, for instance, synthetic plastic takes chemicals and we put them together in order to create something. This is also where we get synthesizer. What is a synthesizer? I love a synth. Sin? Thesis? So it's a putting together, but in this case, it's an instrument which puts together sounds and takes those sounds together and makes them like real musical instruments, essentially. I guess that's how I suss through it. I don't know what you think, but that's where we get these, all coming from the Greek word thesis. This is where you get hypothesis, a below statement, right? A underplacement, right? Because then you test and test and retest until that hypothesis holds true through those tests, because science is humble in its endeavors and that it seeks to prove itself wrong. So there you go. One last one for thesis, and then we'll get into kinesis. Why not? Antithesis. Anti means against, like antithetical. What is an antithetical statement? Well, antithesis. Well, etymologically speaking, it's a position or point of view about a subject against the position under consideration, really. So there you go. it is against the statement that is being considered. So you have a thesis, and then if you have someone that doesn't want to support it, but instead refute it, then you have the antithesis of that thesis. Do we have a prothesis? No, but that would be a fun word to, you know what? I'm going to type that in right now while you guys are a prothesis. Oh, whoa. Well, we have prosthetic. Thesis means putting or placing. I wonder pros. Well, you guys are going to come on a journey with me because now I'm going to put in prosthesis etymology because I don't know this one. And hey, you know what? Just like I always say, hope you learned something new. Pros, coming from pro, but in this is going to be in the Greek, in addition. So placed in addition to, and that's what a prosthetic limb is. It placed in addition to the actual limb that was there in the past. Let's go to etymology.com. So it takes, yes, from pros, which is to add to, plus thenin, coming from that thesis, which means to put or to place. It's actually from 1706 in medical arts as the addition of an artificial part to supply a defect of the body. On the notion of that which is added to is essentially what a prosthetic refers to. That which is added to the body. The sense was extended to artificial body parts by 1900. Interesting. So now you know if you didn't know. There we go. Why don't we leave it there? Get into kinesis. Well, kinesis, this is where you get kinesiology, kinetic energy, kinetic, kinescope, kinesiology. I'm going to shut up now. What do those all involve? They involve movement. Kinesis means movement because kinetic, referring to kinetic energy, relating to movement of bodies would be kinetic, and then kinetic energy is that forward motion. Right? You have potential energy, potens. Potentis means powerful or strength because you can build up that potential energy and you can build it up and make it powerful and to the point where you've built it up so much that you make it from that potential static energy into kinetic and moving energy. Think about a sprinter, for instance, getting ready on the block, building up all that potential energy, getting tense, getting tight, getting ready. And then as soon as the gun goes off, pew, 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 they turn all that potential energy into kinetic energy. And then it's sprinting. It's also where we get kinesiology, ology, either words or study of, but in this case, study of human movement. Kinescope, scopio in the Greek means to look at. So I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's a machine which shows pictures of movement, aka it's an old term for TV movies. If you didn't know, now you know. Cinema is actually where we get kinesis from, but it's a little bit of a different derivation of such. Motion pictures is what a cinema is. Moving pictures. Greek had no C, so they used a K. Also, cinematographer. A cinematographer, graphos, writing. A motion picture photographer is what a cinematographer is. If you didn't know, now you know. I'm trying to think of another one. How about kinetophone? You ever heard of a kinetophone? Phonos means sound. A kinetophone actually is an early movie machine which was synchronized. Remember, syn means together and or with. What does chronos mean? Time. Remember, synchronizing means with the times, essentially, syncing with the time. Remember, synchronize your watches. Synchronicity. So it was synchronized with a photograph to produce sound motion pictures or what they used to refer to as talkies back in the day. Talkies, not talkies in like my classroom is always a talkie free zone. You're not going to eat talkies because they always end up on the floor and not in your tummy tums, which doesn't make any sense because the floor cannot absorb calories. But talkies is in T-A-L-K-I-E-S. And then our last one here is kinetogenesis. Kinetogenesis, genos means race or origin. Kinetic means movement. A biological theory essentially is what this refers to, which says that the animal structures evolved as a result of the animal's movements, i.e. if horses run, his or her legs will get bigger and stronger. So if you lift more weights, you'll get bigger and stronger. That's another form. We are also animals. I'm going to leave it there. There aren't a lot with kinesis, but kinetic energy, movement, all dealing with the movement. So let me get a little sippy sip here. And with that being said, I'm going to leave it there. I hope you guys learned something new. And consider supporting me if you did. Sharing me. Plugging me wherever. If somebody is wanting and loves to learn, plug the Spotify. Plug my podcast to them. To anybody and everybody. Please. And thank you.